Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Adam Purcell, and I'm the teaching pastor at our Mount Vernon campus. This past Sunday at all of our campuses, we had the opportunity to celebrate Life Change Sunday, and so the messages were a little bit different at each campus. And so what we decided to do was, instead of talking about what we talked about on Sunday, we decided to talk about our time in the Word. And I want to remind you, when Christ invites us to trust Him, He's also inviting us to be made new by Him and His power. And because we're new, we are His. We are God's beloved children. And as His, we can come with confidence into God's presence. And I hope that you have a habit of daily getting into God's Word. And so lately for me, I've been studying through the Gospel of John. I'm currently in John chapter 16. And as I've been reading Jesus's discourse in John 14 and 15 and 16, it's just been a really cool reminder for me of the role of the Holy Spirit. And so Jesus says in John chapter 15 that He's going to send us the Helper from the Father, the Spirit of Truth, who proceeds from the Father. And then He says, He will bear witness about me. And then He says, and you also will bear witness about me because you have been with me from the beginning. And then Jesus continues in John chapter 16, talking again about the Holy Spirit and just saying, hey, the Holy Spirit, He will glorify me, for He will take what is mine and declare it to you. And then He says, all that the Father has is mine. And I just love the reminder that God has sent us His Holy Spirit. You know, in the Gospel of John, He's often referred to as the Spirit of Truth. And this Spirit of Truth, it points our attention to Jesus. And as we've been saying in our series in Hebrews 11, it is so easy to get just caught up in the kind of the sprint of the day today and get focused on the horizontal and maybe stuck with our noses and our phones or our tablets. And our big idea for the series is, don't forget to look up. And the great news for anyone who has called upon Jesus for salvation is that the Holy Spirit resides in us, and His role is to glorify Jesus. His role is to point our attention to Jesus, and He is helping us to do that. And the other thing I'll mention to you is the other thing I've been doing is looking at Psalm 16. So I'm reading John, the Gospel of John, but also my wife mentioned to me the other day how Psalm 16 was just really meaningful to her right now. And I read it and I thought, wow, that's really awesome stuff. And then the next thought was, I should memorize that. And so I want to encourage you. It can be real easy to get into ruts in our time in the Word. And so if you've not taken the time to memorize some scripture lately, I want to encourage you to do that. And I would say especially it's not bad to memorize just a single verse by itself. I've got a lot of those buried in my soul. But I would also encourage you, find some chapters or, obviously a psalm is a chapter, and memorize the whole thing. Some of my favorites are Psalm 23, Psalm 67, Psalm 100 are psalms that I've committed to memory over the past. And right now I'm trying to memorize Psalm 16. I'm through verse 2, so I'm not very far yet. But verses 1 and 2 of Psalm 16, I'll read it to you. It just says, "Preserve me, O God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, you are my Lord. I have no good apart from you." So that part I probably could have said by memory. And to close our time today, just let me finish reading Psalm 16 to you and again encourage you. And as we have been made new, we have the privilege to come with confidence into God's presence because He has adopted us. He has made us His beloved children. Psalm 16, starting in verse 3, it says, "As for the saints in the land, they are the excellent ones in whom is all my delight. The sorrows of those who run after another god shall multiply. Their drink offerings of blood I will not pour out or take their names on my lips. The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup. You hold my lot. The lions have fallen for me in pleasant places. Indeed, I have a beautiful inheritance. I bless the Lord who gives me counsel. In the night also, my heart instructs me. I have set the Lord always before me because He is at my right hand. I shall not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad and my whole being rejoices. My flesh also dwells secure, for you will not abandon my soul to Sheol or let your Holy One see corruption. You make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore." Let's take a moment and pray. Father in heaven, we again praise and thank you that you invite us to come with confidence into your presence, knowing that we are righteous not because of our observance of the law, but because Christ has made us righteous. Father, it's so great to know that you have made known to us the path of life. His name is Jesus, and that in your presence, there is fullness of joy. And so, Father, please help us to remember to seek to be in your presence, to come with confidence in your presence on a daily basis by talking to you through prayer and by studying your holy word. Father, we love you. We pray all these things in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Well, we want to give you a few moments now to pray on your own. God bless. Well, thanks again for listening to the LifePoint Drivecast. We hope that you have an awesome day. God bless.